Now, I feel like I'm Alex, because Alex is out today and Live the Web Girl's holding down the garbage. Be honest, did you fart? Yes or no? Because it smells like a wet fart up in this place
right
now.
That's so gross. I hate when you say wet fart. That's so gross. No, I did not fart. I'm eating beef jerky.
Don't really? Say the brand.
Why?
Because they're sponsors.
Okay. Well, not knocking our sponsor, but man, fix your jerky so it doesn't smell like a wet turd.
Ew. That's so gross. I'm trying to eat it.
That's what my nose was saying. All right. Here we go. Try to contain yourself. It's time for the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Rainn Wilson, who plays Dwight from The Office, is receiving some pushback from cops after he bashed them on social media. The Office star slammed cops on social media, and he included an image of a noose and wrote that responding officers had asked the family, what's the big deal? So this noose was found in his friend's yard.
Yeah, hanging in the tree or something.
Yeah. And the officer, so he told the officer that the noose is a symbol of lynching, which was used to hang thousands of African Americans, especially by the Klan. But cops say that they are investigating the incident as a hate crime and have been looking for a surveillance video to help in their hunt for the person responsible. So I guess Rainn Wilson just thought they weren't taking it as seriously as they should have been. Kylie Jenner is getting absolutely destroyed on Twitter after throwing a Handmaid's Tale party for her best friend Stassi's birthday. The young makeup mogul went all out with decorations and elaborate costumes and even had everyone getting into character, calling them the men Commander and the women dressed in red with a name beginning with of, like how they do in the show, like kind of symbolizing that the women belong to the men. Followers on Twitter were upset at this particular inspiration, even if it's Kylie's favorite show ever. The waitstaff offering food and drinks to the guests were dressed as a servant class Marthas from the show, while drinks and greetings picked up on the religious expressions from the show, like under his eye and may the Lord open. One young lady was trying to refer to herself as of Ariel in a video. One of her friends, Stassi, shared that video on Instagram, and it would not suggest that she is wholly owned by her commander as the show does by making their name of the man who brutally enslaves and rapes them for purposes of protection. So at least some of the attendants didn't seem too familiar with the show. But people were so angry about this on Twitter. Some of these comments included, Kylie Jenner is having a theme party of The Handmaid's Tale, so who's going to tell her that her party is literally celebrating female enslavement for their biological reproduction? And someone else wrote, the fact that Kylie Jenner actually threw a Handmaid's Tale themed birthday party is so disturbing, I am actually dumbfounded.
Why are we getting upset at an actual like TV show?
That's what I want to know. Would you be upset by this because you are a fan of the show?
It's a TV show, guys. If this is really happening in real life, then yeah, I'd be like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, if we had slaves, yeah, that's a problem. We get so upset at everything. Can we just be, like, cool for a bit? Just chill?
Larry King's wife, Sean, says Larry is doing well and resting up after his heart scare in April. The TV icon was hospitalized a couple of months ago and underwent an angioplasty where doctors inserted stents into a collapsed artery. This is what she had to say.
Everyone wants to know how Larry. Everyone's concerned about him. We haven't seen him.
Thank you. He's good.
Are we going to see him out again?
100%. You will.
We are.
100%. He just had an issue with his heart.
Yeah. At that age, the ticker.
He just had a procedure.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's some stents, angiogram. Got it.
Okay, and Justin Bieber challenged actor Tom Cruise to a UFC-style fight.
Yeah, do it!
Right? The pop star tweeted, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight? At Dana White, who is a commissioner for, I think, the UFC.
Yep.
Tom Cruise seems to be the early favorite, according to initial replies, like saying, we don't like your odds, Justin. I'd buy this pay-per-view and Cruise would win in like 90 seconds. Tom Cruise is ageless. He'd smoke beams. Even FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai weighed in, saying Mission Impossible and other news about Justin Bieber. So hopefully that will happen, but I don't think it actually will.
I don't think it will, but I wonder who's taller. I'm going to have to look that up. I want to go with Tom
Cruise. Justin Bieber is definitely taller.
Oh, he is?
I think so.
He's got the height advantage. Maybe he's got the reach, too.
So also, Justin Bieber tweeted out yesterday saying, more music coming. Happy Sunday. So apparently we can be excited. music from Justin Bieber, but I would not hold your breath because he has not released an album since 2015. And you know what? I don't know if he ever is going to within the next couple of years.
Come on, Bieber. Get it together, man. We need some new tunes.
That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.